Our first scripture selection is from the Old Testament, Psalm 104, verses 1 through 9 and 24. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their water. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. The place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. And then the famous New Testament verse from John, the Word became flesh, John 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Now, if this opening story sounds familiar, it's because I did it last year at the picnic. And originally I was going to bring Scarlett with me, but I was really afraid that with all the squirrels I've been seeing, she would go crazy and would break free of whoever was holding her, and we would be spending the time chasing down a dog. Anyway, but she will be showing up in October because she has a couple of little Halloween sweatshirts, and you don't want to miss the last Sunday in October when the conference minister will be here, and we encourage all the kids to wear their Halloween costumes for a blessing, because Scarlett will be dressed in hers, and you're just not going to believe what her personal stylist, Jerry, has in store for all of us. On the first day, God created the dog, and God said, "Sit all day by the door of your house, and bark if anyone comes or walks past. For this I will give you a lifespan of 20 years. And the dog said, "You know, that's a long time to be barking. How about only 10 years, and I'll give you back the other 10. And so God agreed. And on the second day, God created the monkey and said, "Entertain people, do tricks, and make them laugh. And for this, I will give you a 20-year lifespan." And the monkey said, "Monkey tricks for 20 years? That's a pretty long time to perform. How about I give you back 10 years like the dog did?" And God agreed. And on the third day, God created the cow and said, "You must go into the field with the farmer all day long and suffer under the sun, have calves, and give milk to support the farmer's family. And for this, I will give you a lifespan of 60 years. And the cow said, "Well, you know, that's kind of a tough life. You want me to live for 60 years. How about 20? And I'll give you back the other 40. And God agreed again. Well, on the fourth day, God created humans and said, "Eat, sleep, play, marry, and enjoy your life. And for this, I will give you 20 years. But the human said, "Only 20 years? Could you possibly give me my 20? the 40 that the cow gave back, the 10 the monkey gave back, and the 10 the dog gave back. That makes 80, okay? Okay, said God, you asked for it. And so that's why for the first 20 years we eat, sleep, play, and enjoy ourselves. And for the next 40 years we slave in the sun to support our family. And for the next 10 years we do monkey tricks to entertain the grandchildren. And for the last 10 years we sit on the front porch and bark at everyone. How wonderful it is to be outside on such a glorious day. What a blessing to be surrounded by the glory of nature as we look forward to the changing colors of the leaves and the cooler weather. I know I've had enough of the summer heat. I am not a sun worshiper. Bring on the fall. The book of Psalms contains so many beautiful words about the awesomeness of God's creation and the power of our creating God. And I'm going to be fighting with this train. The verse I selected from Psalm 104 glorifies God's creation in all of its wondrous variety and sums it up with this statement, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Psalm 104 is a meditation on the glory of God, the Creator. God created us to be beings of wonder and of awe, to ask questions and to explore creation so we can better understand the workings of God's hand. To be amazed at God's astonishing and marvelous creation all around us. God instilled the divine glory into every living thing, every blade of grass, every bush or tree, every fish and bird, all of God's creation. And God didn't just create it and let it go. God continues to care for and to sustain creation, including each of us. God sends the rain to nourish and restore the earth. God sends the changing seasons to replenish the planet, and God's Holy Spirit moves through us to renew and inspire us. God has also directed humanity to be stewards of the earth. And for centuries, this mandate was interpreted as use the earth for humanity's benefit. Subdue it and take from it all that you can, all that you need and more. But in today's world, we recognize that for centuries, humanity has exploited God's creation, overusing and abusing our natural resources. We have damaged God's creation for our own profits and our own comfort, and we must begin seeing our stewardship as caring for God's creation so that it can continue to thrive and to grow. And God continues to open our eyes to a better world, a better way of preserving and restoring our environment. God calls us into action and instills God's purpose in each of us. We do not stand alone. Every part of creation connects with everything else and is meant to work together in harmony for the good of all creation. Our Creator God has made us stewards of the earth and all that is within. The third verse of the old familiar hymn, This Is My Father's World, sums it up by saying, Our God has made this world. Oh, let us ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. God trusts us with this world to keep it clean and fair. All earth and trees, the skies, the seas, God's creatures everywhere. May the words of this hymn be so, and let us all be good stewards of God's creation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.